Good morning. It's Thursday, August 6th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's standout stories share one theme. Midlife decisions are the primary lever for brain longevity. Our must-read finds optimal vascular health between 45 and 65 adds nearly 13 dementia-free years, echoed by a companion study naming hypertension, diabetes, and smoking as three risks worth 12 years of cognitive freedom. On the drug front, semaglutide's Phase 3 EVOKE trial failed to slow Alzheimer's, while a new immune checkpoint antibody passed Phase 1 with early neuroprotection signals. P&G's $3.8 billion acquisition of Thorne is the supplement industry's clearest signal yet that longevity has gone mainstream, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Optimal Midlife Vascular Health Adds Nearly 13 Dementia-Free Years. According to Neuroscience News, a large longitudinal study finds that people with ideal cardiovascular health between ages 45 and 65 gain nearly 13 additional dementia-free years compared to those with poor vascular profiles. This is the one to read today. A novel immune checkpoint antibody passes Phase 1 in Alzheimer's with early neuroprotection signals. From Neuroscience News, IBC-ABIRO2, an anti-PD-L1 immunotherapy designed to reverse immune system aging, has cleared its Phase 1 safety threshold in Alzheimer's patients and shown early reductions in neuronal damage biomarkers. Semaglutide fails Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial, despite years of promising signals. From Neurology Live, despite observational data showing semaglutide users had 40 to 70% lower rates of first-time Alzheimer's diagnosis, the randomized Phase 3 EVOKE trial found the GLP-1 drug did not meaningfully slow disease progression. In supplement news, protein quality, not just quantity, shapes aging, and methionine may be the key amino acid. From Cell Metabolism, new research in cell metabolism shows that adding moderate methionine supplementation to a low-protein Mediterranean-style diet activates a hormone cascade, GH, GLP-1, and FGF21, that reduces body fat and frailty without caloric restriction. From the research desk, Mayo Clinic, personalized senolytic therapy may rejuvenate aging bone. From Mayo Clinic, emerging research from Mayo Clinic indicates that senolytic drugs, compounds that selectively clear senescent zombie cells, can rejuvenate bone tissue and improve skeletal health in age preclinical models. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.